rest of the story. No, I will not, declared President Thomas Jefferson. I will not encourage the American people to pray. What he said more precisely was that civil powers alone had been given to the President of the United States, no authority to direct the religious exercises of his constituents. Well, churchgoers were incensed. They reminded Jefferson that President Washington had proclaimed a national day of prayer. So had President John Adams. But the third president of the United States responded firmly that the Constitution was clear on the matter. If folks wanted to pray, they'd have to do it on their own time and without his urging. And so it was through the two terms of Tom Jefferson. And although Madison, his successor, saw no problem with a president recommending public worship, he agreed that such a presidential proclamation would pose a constitutional disaster. Now, until Jefferson, U.S. presidents were practically telling people to pray. But this is the rest of the story. There was a magazine editor named Sarah Josepha Hale, and Sarah Hale vigorously disagreed with Jefferson's perspective on prayer in the presidency. Americans were drifting further from God, she said. Before they drifted too far, the president must step in and urge a renewal of that relationship. In fact, said Sarah Hale, he must proclaim a day of prayer. Sarah used her popular Boston Ladies magazine to promote the idea. She began her crusade in 1827. Write your congressman, she told her readers. Pressure the president. And yet, enamored of Tom Jefferson's perspective on the issue, the chief executives who came after him remained determined to separate church and state. But Sarah Hale refused to give up. When her magazine merged with Godey's Ladies' Book of Philadelphia, Sarah found herself with 150,000 readers and the largest periodical of its kind in the nation. And from this enlarged public pulpit, she continued to preach her sermon of government-enforced prayer. For nearly 40 years, Sarah Hale crusaded, writing hundreds of letters to public officials, publishing scorching criticism of those who would stand in her way, and one day her mission was accomplished. The nation was at war with itself by then, but in 1863, President Lincoln, in good spirits over a major Union victory at Gettysburg, was reading another of those insistent Sarah Hale letters which had been addressed to him personally, and this time the president gave in, and Mr. Lincoln proclaimed a national day of prayer. And you have been observing it ever since. All of your life, you've thought of it as a tradition unbroken from the time of the earliest English settlers. Not so. Oh, no. It took a feisty New England publisher named Sarah Hale 4 decades to ensure that tomorrow, by presidential edict, you will bow your head in expression of gratitude to God in the annual American ritual that you have come to know as Thanksgiving. Only now you know the rest of the story.